You know, every Tuesday we catch up with our friends from the MCCSC, and even though school is out, we want to make sure we get all the big storylines from Bloomington North before we say goodbye to summertime. And who better to do that than Principal Matthew Stark? Matthew, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not as excited as you and your staff and your students are for having, this is week three of summer. Gee whiz, it's already week three.
Yep.
Time flies when we're having fun, and I know you guys have had some fun on the athletics in track and field world over the weekend.
Yes.
Your Cougars, the maroon and gold, with a state championship in the 4x800 relay for the boys, and Hadley Lucas in the discus for the girls. That has to be exciting, but you've had other great things going on. Well, welcome to summertime. What's been going on?
What an amazing year. I mean, truly, what an amazing year. Academically, we started the year off with six national semifinalists, ended up being six national finalists in the national merit competition. We had the top student in the nation, the country, and even the world in environmental science. It just did a tremendous job there, where we're knocking it out of the park academically. It goes without saying, and I know this is an MCCSC entire district thing, but the equity ambassadors did great work passing the anti-racism policy for the with the school board, and obviously a strong advocate for the LGBTQIA+ community as well in the resolution that happened there. So a lot of things going on in equity. We had some great outreach through our Riley Dance Marathon. We have a Riley champion among our mix. And one that probably hasn't gotten any press because it happened in the last 2 days of school is we've had a social studies teacher in class reaching out to students in the Ukraine. And we had a conference Zoom call, if you will, on with some students, elementary students that we sent a care package over to. And our high school students were teaching them some dance moves on a Zoom video that was in the last few days of school to kids in the devastated country of Ukraine, and just really making things amazing for them too. So just a lot going on. And of course, you've already mentioned our sports. I mean, boy, if you were anywhere near IU Stadium, about the 4x800 meter relay was incredible, and we got the number 2 freshman in the country, you know, running basically in that one, and Hadley Lucas never disappoints. I mean, just a tremendous athlete as well. So
yeah, Caleb Winders, really, that's a big deal, and you've got JQ Roberts and the Indiana All-Stars coming up this weekend.
Still going on. Yep,
it never ends. It never ends. But one thing we will always point to, because the final Saturday in May is graduation Saturday, and now that the pandemic's behind us and everything else, how nice is it to get everybody together, put them in the gymnasium, and then start handing out some great awards and hearing from valedictorians and salutatorians and the pomp and circumstance and everything that goes along with that, Matthew. That's one of the most special days of the year.
It really is. It's really bittersweet because it's that time of year where we're really excited for all the kids, and they get to the point where you're really, really enjoying them, and they're starting to be the young adults and having those dreams and everything else, and then they leave us for all of their goals. So it's, you know, obviously wishing them all the best and having 346 of them walk across stage and for hopefuls for futures is just tremendous. So nothing but joy.
And having the completion of getting that done, I know we always talk about scholarships and everything else. I know your crew brought in a ton of scholarship money as well. That has to be exciting to see all that hard work literally paying off.
It does. I think we got $3 or $4 million. I know we got some full rides. Of course, everybody knows the story of JQ and that he's on a full ride down there and things. But we also had on our awards night, a number of different scholarships handed out and a couple other full rides, some sponsored by the United States military. Some are academic related, some service related. So, you know, really loving seeing kids just excelling and doing great stuff. And, you know, we got also kids that were doing that have been accepted into trade unions and being ready to do, you know, skilled trades and things along those lines, as well as military careers, and some going straight into employment as well, which just excited for all of them.
That next chapter, right, the preparation comes in multiple ways, and it'd be great. It's great for all of them to be moving on. Just don't stay in the same spot. Take all the great things we've learned and keep it rolling along. Mr. Matthew Stark is our guest today. Easy for me to say in a audio-only environment here. But the class of 2027 is going to replace, and they have a big July coming up, and you have Well, we're going to bring them all to Bloomington North. The Cougar Encounter, when does that get started, and who needs to be aware of when that happens?
All right, so Cougar Encounter is that Friday the 28th, and that's all of our incoming freshmen. They can get online and register for that. They'll get a tour of the school. They'll get to talk to upperclassmen to find out how to navigate school, what to do. We actually have some of our freshmen who are coming in or already taking our jumpstart class basically here this summer to kind of get organized and academically figuring out how to be best prepared for getting the most out of high school.
Yeah, it's very important to get ahead, to stay ahead. You don't want everybody showing up on the day before and hoping you've got it all figured out. You've seen, obviously, if this is the 19th year of this going on, well, you make it better every year, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. The staff does a tremendous job, and our students do great work on helping other students get help. I mean, one of the things this fall will start my third year at North, and one of the things that's just tremendous here at North of the Cougar Encounter is how our older kids help our younger kids just really get acclimated and kind of get that Cougar spirit going for them so that Cougar pride is alive and well. So,
do you feel that kids either – I don't know how I'm going to put this, because I have a 13-year-old as of Thursday, so I'm in a whole new set of circumstances here. I'm now the third smartest person in my home. That's going to be true. But do you feel that the message gets through a little bit easier when it comes from your peer group as opposed to perhaps, I don't want to say, this is not a negative connotation, somebody barking orders at you? Is it a little bit easier to hear it from people maybe you look up to as opposed to an authority figure?
Oh, it always comes better from your peers if they're giving you, and especially when they're giving you good advice and they're helping you and you see their success. You know, I just think of all the things, and you mentioned JQ, I'll use him as an example. What a tremendous influence as far as a quiet, subtle influence on other kids of just showing them how to do things the right way. Just a person of outstanding character. When we have those kids see other kids of great character, they gravitate towards that. So I couldn't be more proud of our students and how they help each other out and how they show each other how to treat each other with dignity and respect. And that always comes better coming from your peers than it does from us old people.
That is absolutely true. And we're not that old. We're just not as young as we used to be, right?
Yeah, but to a 14, 15-year-old, we're all ancient. The same age. We're all just ancient.
That's exactly right. If we're not in class with them, we are ancient. You've got a busy week, though. Next week, the Cougar Leader Council, they will meet every Monday. What is the how did this group come together, and what do they do in the off season to get everybody ready for school? Or it's just a continuation. Leadership never takes a day off, right?
Sure. No, so the Cougar Leader Council, that they do all the preparation and planning. So that day and that all the things that they have planned and how they help kids understand what they're doing and what we emphasize is all that takes time and preparation to do. And so they spend the summer working on that so that comes off smooth and clean and really well-prepared. So.
Yeah, and the 50th anniversary of Bloomington North this year. I know you guys had a bunch of recognitions and celebrations and everything else that goes along with that. 50 years, that's a big part of our local history here.
Oh, it absolutely is. And, University High School when it closed and Unionville High School when it closed, those are the parents of Bloomington North. So it's part of that long-term legacy that's even longer than that 50 years that has been part of that. And we're very fortunate through the Ferguson family has donated us to kind of continue that tradition of bringing things up, as well as Elliot Lewis, who is one of our grads, has also done to our endowment so that to leave a legacy that have the endowment for Bloomington High School North has really gotten started during this 50th anniversary, and they've done a tremendous job of getting us off the ground so that we can have the funds to continue to stand on the shoulders of champions, and I'm excited about that.
Well, and speaking of funds as well, I don't want Dr. Jeff Hoswald on my case. He's busy enough as it is. But the new referendum that everyone is looking at, tell our listeners how it would affect Bloomington North moving forward. We talk to all of our local educators throughout the year each week, and sure. I always find it interesting to see how when it hits home, it's a little bit different, and how it works in your building.
Well, I'm really excited about this idea because this is all student and family based. I mean, this is all about helping kids as students. you know, whether they're taking classes that require a test for certification or an AP or a dual credit class or some of those things, it removes that financial barrier that is sometimes can be hard on kids and families to be able to do to be able to get that. And so that has been for the high school level has been the focus, so that, you know, that high school should be something that financially should not be a barrier for families. And I'm really excited about the fact that we're, you know, on this push for equity and helping each other out. That's the focus of it, is to help all families.
Yeah, so. And I think when they get to you at the quote-unquote end of their K-12 career, any help they can get from the earliest days, doesn't that translate into some of those scholarships and moving on to the next step, sure, in either higher education or whatever that career path is going to be?
Absolutely. And the thing that's probably a little different from when you and I were in school is that there's a lot of dual credit classes offered now. There's a lot of opportunity where students can almost get their entire first year of college completely taken care of while they're still in high school, and shorten that college stint to, instead of, you know, 2 years for associates, maybe it's a year, or for a bachelor's degree, maybe 3 years. If they get that early college and college core taken care of, then and that's a financial savings in the long term as well. So anything we can do to kind of help move that along so that, you know, that people aren't saddled with all that debt is I think, a positive step.
Absolutely. And your friends at Ivy Tech here locally are helping out with that. And does that go on during the summer as well, or is that during the school year, or is it both? I think it's free classes, right, for summertime?
Right.
That's ridiculous in a good way.
They can take classes at Ivy Tech during the summer, and they take stuff with us. And the other thing that Ivy Tech's doing this year, which I'm even more excited about, is the college and career counselor from Ivy Tech will be spending 2 days a week with us and a week with the academy, or a day with the academy, and really going direct with our students and helping them out and getting them connected with more financial aid, getting them connected with more classes and what they need to do, and really looking towards their future. So.
How are your neighbors over there at the Hoosier Hills Career Center? Are they busy too?
Oh my gosh, I cannot say enough about Ms. McBride and her staff and the students. That she is always looking for a way to get certifications and push the programs forward. So, yeah, that it's a really nice linkage because of obviously physical space, so we're next to each other, and Ms. McBride and her staff just do a tremendous job of, you know, connecting with our kids and helping them see what's next for them. So.
And we know summertime is a time to get caught up. I think I cheated everyone out of a day there earlier. It's August 2nd, not August 1st, right?
Well, it is August 2nd, correct.
This is very important when there's only like 28 days of summer we all get. This is
my goodness.
We don't want to cut off this time. We want all the time possible. But you need some time in the summer as well to perhaps get some projects up to speed or complete some things when the kids aren't around. Sometimes things get done a little bit quicker. What do you have, any big capital projects you're doing or things that people need to look out for if they're over and about on the north side this summer?
Yeah, so we're at the school, you know, we're looking at redoing our training room and updating some things in our training room. We got the College and Career Center that's coming in, which will be part of our library. So as far as most of the projects that are being done are in-house, so not too much disruption to the exterior at this point, but you know, who knows what's next?
Well, that's good that you don't have a roof issue or anything like that. Well, no. Those are always fun to deal with. Well, it hasn't rained. No one has a roof issue when it doesn't rain for a month. Did you notice that? That is interesting. Now, did you guys record graduation just like everybody else has? So if somebody says, boy, I would have loved to have seen that. Yeah, you've got that. Great.
Yeah, they go on the school website. They can find the links to that, and that's part of our YouTube channel, so they can look and they can listen to my speech as many times as they like. So,
excellent. You know. Well, how fun is that speech? Because when I talked to Mark Fletcher last week, he just loves it, and I've known Mark a long time.
Oh,
I know you've only been here
a great job.
For 3 years, but each year you're going to have, next year is going to be a big one because that's going to be your first freshman class ever going through. When do you start preparing that speech?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I mean, I may have to start now. I've heard Mark's speech, so I don't know that I can compare it to him. He does such a good job. So.
Well, it's a never ending process. But having those 4 years, your first freshman class will go next year. Well, that's a long time from now. You're going to put your feet up this summer and relax a little bit. What's on your agenda?
Oh, well, we're already hitting it. We're hiring staff. We're getting things ready. We're, getting some programs in place so that we can, you know, continue to move us forward. No rest here. So we're going to keep working hard.
Well, you got to have a little vacation time to catch up with the family and the friends, don't you?
Well, maybe at the end of June I might take a few days. We'll see what happens.
So escape, yeah. I don't want you burned out before next year. We got summertime to enjoy, and the Cougars are busy. Good luck with golf coming up Thursday. That's down at Country Oaks, and as we mentioned, JQ and the All Stars Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll have all of the other. Do you have summer school going on, or is that just on the south side? How does that work for people who aren't
quite sure? We have kind of if it's credit recovery, it is at Bloomington South, but we do have a class that's going on right now. Again, it's kind of that jumpstart class for if it's incoming freshmen or maybe some kids who need a retool on study skills and catching up on some English and math skills. We got that going on right now, and that's 8 to 11 Monday through Friday until July 13th. So they can still come in and see me if they want to get in.
What about the marching band? When do they get started? Do they ever end?
Oh, marching band, I think, in July. So okay. they take June off, you know. So
they wait for it to get real hot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They don't want to march in cool air.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your insight and your humor. Have a great rest of your summer. And then August 2nd, what do? Go out there and ring the bell, ring the dinner bell?
No, I do. You know, I'll be right out there greeting them as they walk in the door. My favorite time of year is that first day of school. I do love when they come back. So,
but we also love when they're gone. I said it. You don't have to. So recharge those batteries and get ready for the new academic year. Thank you for your time, my friend.
Thank you for all you do, sir. Appreciate you.